Oh, that clock is wrong.
I know, but Minnie.
And it was 7 o'clock.
I now call to order the Paradise. Hello, Denisio. We're starting.
Sorry.
I now call to order the Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting for Tuesday, September 10th, 2024. Would you all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, please let the record show that all members are in attendance with the exception of Kimberly Schwartzlander, who is excused this evening. And our staff introductions from planning.
Judith Rodriguez, comprehensive planning.
And we have Blanca Vasquez with Commissioner Gibson's office, and she'll be right in if you have any questions for her. Okay. During the meeting, I ask that you turn off any phones, other devices that might make any noise during the meeting. If you need to have a conversation with someone, if you'd please take it out into the lobby to not disturb the meeting while it's going on. When your item is called, please step up to the table, use the microphone, please. We are recording and it's much easier to come through when you use the microphone. Give us your name and address for the record. Let us know what you're going to do. We will give the public an opportunity to speak on the item being presented. Once we close it to the public and turn it over to the board, no other public comment will be taken. During the meeting, we have a public comment period. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on the agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority votes. And this is Blanca, who I told you about. Okay, can I get an... Is there anyone who wanted to speak before the meeting started? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public. Can I have an approval of the minutes for August 13th, 2024?
Madam Chair, I motion to approve the minutes for August 13th, 2024.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the minutes for August 13th, 2024. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. An approval of the agenda for this evening, September 10th, 2024.
Madam Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for September 10th, 2024 with the following changes. Item number 5, general business, review previous fiscal year budget and request to take public input, will be moved to item number 7, general business. Item number 4 has been held till 10/29 of 24. That was MGM Grand Propco LLC.
The motion on the floor to approve the agenda with the changes noted. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So if you are here on item number 4, which is the Top Golf item, that is going to be heard on October 29th. So you're welcome to stay, or you may return on October 29th for it to be heard. Okay. As noted, the informational items, we had a budget review. We're moving that to the general business section of the meeting. There are some flyers up here regarding an independence, is that an Independence Day? I can't remember what it is. Next is an Independence Day celebration. You're welcome to pick those up if you are interested. Anything else, Blanca, they should know about? Okay. All right, we'll move into planning and zoning. Item number one, ET24-40089, WS210501, Highland, Delbert Earl, and Sandra H., waiver of development standards, second extension of time to increase the wall height in conjunction with the single-family residence on 0.53 acres in RS20 residential single-family 20 zone, generally located on the north side of Oakley Willow Way, 475 feet east of Topaz Street within Paradise. Is our applicant here? Come on up, you can grab the microphone. Give us your name and address.
Del Highland. Del Highland, 2760 Oakley Willow Way, 89120.
Okay, tell us what you need extension of time.
It's a little confusing, but I'm currently under a extension, and the Clark County Building Department put benchmarks, and they're saying that we didn't meet one of the benchmarks, even though we had submitted everything prior to the benchmark, but the engineers and other departments had to go back and forth to agree on the calculations and make sure it met the hurricane wind 200 mile an hour restriction codes, and we came to a agreed on work plan to be completed, but we can't complete the work plan until the permit's issued. So this would have already been done a few months ago, but because of getting the second extension request process and then coming before you folks, and then I go before Clark County in a few weeks, and then the work will take about a week to complete. We agreed to take down two courses on a 30-foot section that didn't meet the hurricane wind restrictions. And that's it. They're not requesting anything else as far as I'm concerned or can tell in the process. We're 99% complete. So that's my story.
Okay. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Sir, we'll have to ask you to leave if you can't speak.
Okay, sorry. Dan Nicola, 2824 Sandwash Drive, Las Vegas. Live behind Mr. Highland. I don't know. I'm not with code enforcement or public works. And all I know, and that this is just a reminder to the board, that in January of 2025, we're looking at 3 years of ongoing related whatever it is that needs to be done to get a building permit. And another reminder is that the Planning Commission back 2-3 years ago also put stipulations in place for Mr. Highland to do restitutions to the neighbors to make the wall presentable. Whereas now it's an eyesore. And if you want to see those 8x10 pictures, I have them with me, although you've seen them at the last meeting. So it's 3 years, and like I said, there are people who are in engineering and code enforcement, chiefs and directors, that are there to work with the homeowner, and I don't
understand why we have to keep coming back to this, and it has been 3 years, and we're still not at a conclusion one way or the other.
You're not here. Threaten me in a public meeting.
I don't understand what's going on.
Sir.
This guy's, he's threatening me. Call me outside.
You just need to ignore it and not go outside. Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am. Finish your statement.
Sorry. My husband is upset because of the way the wall looks, and that it was put up back 3 years ago without any consultation to the neighborhood, without any consideration of the neighbors, and that this is still ongoing for 3 years. That's why he says.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Does anyone else from the neighborhood like to speak? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. Sergi, would you like to respond why it's taken 3 years to answer her question?
Almost.
I'm happy to. It's taken 3 years because the process has changed several times due to COVID. The complete package was submitted prior to COVID. When COVID happened, your offices were shut down for a year or whatever. When it opened back up, paper documents were not allowed. Had to use the new portal, which was whoever built that, not working for several months. We finally were able to get everything uploaded into that because even going in person, they weren't allowed to take paper documents from us because of contamination or whatever. So I've been diligently doing everything I can to complete this process. Like I said, I'm still under a two-year waiver that this shouldn't even be necessary. I'm trying everything I can to complete it. I've also now working with the district attorney, and if we can't get this resolved, then we'll move forward to litigation. But I'm just trying to comply and get it over with. And these folks continue to harass me. This guy threatened me at a public meeting. That's
okay.
Not acceptable.
All right. Anyway. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. So it's the board's turn, and I'm showing, according to this paperwork, you have an active building permit, BD224-1847. So it was issued in 2022, and it's still active. So I don't know why you're saying you don't have a building permit, but you apparently do. Requesting in another 2 years from now is unacceptable. The max that I'm gonna recommend is 6 months. This has been going on way too long. I think this is the fourth time we've heard this over a wall that you didn't get a permit to build in the first place. And when you were notified of it in 2019, you could have easily started working on it. I understand there was COVID, but COVID did not shut down the building department for 2 years. I'm in development. I work with it all the time. I work straight through COVID. So that's the most I'm willing to give, only because if we deny it, then we're back to nowhere. So. Any other comments?
I would just like to ask staff, was there some reason why they wanted to go, staff recommended another year and a half, 2 years?
Just because there is an active building permit, that would be why staff felt that it was okay to extend a second time.
After all this time.
It's a wall. It's not like they're building a hotel. That's what we give 2 year extensions for, is to build a casino. You don't give 2 years extensions for a wall.
I agree, ma'am. I think 6 months is more than enough time to finish this, even though having been through the process a few times.
Well, you do have a permit, so I don't know what that excuse is. Do you have any comment?
I just want to say I totally agree with you. A year and a half, 2 years is too long.
Six months. They're ready to issue the permit upon.
You have a permit, BD 41847. It's active. She says it's active. Stop saying you need a permit issue. You have one.
It hasn't been approved. So that's the difference. Anyone can pull a building permit. It's not approved yet.
We're through the approval process as soon as we get your stamp, Clark County stamp. Then we can proceed with the final work plan.
All right, I'll make a motion to approve this application, changing the preliminary staff condition for an extension of 6 months from this date. If you can calculate that, Maureen. And all other preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Hope I don't see you back on this one.
Yeah, ma'am. I almost guarantee you won't. Thank you.
You might want to wait a second and allow this lady and her husband to leave. I don't want to see any confrontations in the parking lot. Okay. Okay, item number 2, ET 24400092, UC 220356, Bermuda Road Properties LLC, use permit, first extension of time to allow a daycare facility, waivers development standards for the following, reduce parking and 2, eliminate parking lot landscaping, a design review for a daycare facility and restripe parking spaces within an existing office warehouse facility on a portion of 6 acres and an industrial light zone within the airport environs AE65 overlay, generally located on the east side of Bermuda Road, 365 feet south of Sunset Road within Paradise. Hi there.
Madam Chair, members of the board, Denise Gordillo, 204 Bell Isle Court, Henderson, Nevada, 89012, here on behalf of the applicant on this item. I was here 2 years ago to get the original approval. It has taken some time to navigate through the development review process. We are ready to move forward, but we just were not able to meet the definition of commencement on this project. So that's why we are asking for the first extension of time to commence. We appreciate staff's recommendation of approval. We agree with all conditions that they stipulated on the report. We would respectfully request your approval as well.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one else, the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if someone has any comment, I'd make a motion to approve subject to preliminary staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to the preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, Daryl said you never build it.
I know, I will. I believe that.
Item number 3, UC 240441, Gypsy LLC, use permits for the following, recreational and entertainment facility, and 2, live entertainment, waivers of development standards for the following, 1, eliminate buffering and screening, and 2, eliminate parking in conjunction with existing taverns and nightclubs on 2.2 acres in a CG general commercial zone, and an RS 3.3 residential single family 3.3 zone within the airport environs, AE 65 overlay, generally located on the west side of Paradise Road and the north side of Maples Drive within Paradise.
Good evening, Erin Perry with Ballard Farm, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here today representing an applicant, which is 3 entities that are owned and controlled by Mr. Perry Messini. Those are Night Owl, Wild Dunes, and Gypsy LLC. And I've been here quite a few times with different approvals. I won't give you the full history of the area, but I hope at some point you will have the opportunity to drive by and see the beautiful improvements that are in Gypsy with the wonderful landscaping that Judith helped facilitate, so we'll see. We are here on a little bit of a different request tonight because typically we have been able to do temporary events associated with larger holidays and things within the Pride community through the temporary commercial use permit process. Under the new code, because of the amount of parking that will be decreased increased here, we have to go through the full special use permit process and have two public hearings for a four to five hour event. So in this instance, the particular event is the 47th, I believe, Gayworld Series of Softball that was selected. A lot of sports are really interested in coming to Las Vegas right now, and in 2022, Las Vegas was selected as the host of the Sin City Shootout, I believe it's called, has been here a few years in Las Vegas, and it's become clear that when these types of events happen, the attendees will come to the historic LGBTQ businesses, and if we don't plan for it, it will be a problem. There are anticipated to be 200 plus teams, 4,500 to 5,000 people who will be here for this event, and we can't be left in a position where we're not prepared for that. There's an opening ceremonies and a closing ceremonies, both of which will be at LGBTQ important areas. Josie's been here the longest. We expect a lot of people to come, so we are trying to facilitate a good location for the closing ceremonies, which will, we believe, will start about 4, but sometimes games run long, so it might start a little bit later. And there will be a stage set up here in the parking lot where they will give the awards. People will come by bus when they're done with their games from Planet Hollywood and Horseshoe. We've secured buses that will run on a loop, and we'll do our very best to keep as much traffic out of the area as possible. The site plan does look a little bit cluttered, only because we're trying to show everything, including trash cans, recycle bins, first aid stations, anything that we think will help illustrate this large number of people who will be here in this period of time. One thing that's not on this map is down this way. As with prior large events, my client has secured the airport parking lot for additional parking. Once we make it through this hearing, we've had preliminary conversations with the police department, with public works, about making sure that the area is as safe as possible. We're waiting until we at least have one more hearings before we finalize those numbers of police, etc. But we're really working to make this a safe area during this event. And I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have, but this is going to be very similar to the coming out day, Pride, Sin City Shootout. Just we anticipate so many people that we want to be prepared. And happy to answer any questions.
Is anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board. I was surprised that this had a denial. I think a denial would be a bad PR move on the county's part. This isn't a big event. I have been to softball events that there was a women's league that brought in about the same amount of people. They take up every softball field in town and then have their events. And it makes sense why they would want to go to an area that the participants would be comfortable in. It's a 5-hour event. It's not like they're closing it for the entire time, the entire week that the event goes on. So things like having a 15-foot landscape buffer, that's just way off the wall. And the fact that there is parking available at the airport lot does allow that there are some, but most of these people will be coming in on the buses that have been taking them to the different softball fields all around the county. So I don't see any reason. I mean, this thing's a month away. It's obviously had a lot of planning. That if they're not allowed to go forward, what do you do in 30 days with 4,500 people? So I just think the best thing for all, and to continue to bring various groups into Clark County, that this should be approved.
I don't have a problem with it at all. One of the issues was that staff had was that the residential property that's next to it, and according to the documentation, that's not being used anymore for residential.
Let me see. I did bring a cheat sheet on that. I want to make sure I don't mess it up here.
This is an old map, so some of the improvements are different, but the I tried to kind of note who owns what. So the residential that we're talking about is right here. This is one parcel. My client bought it.
Right.
So the event will be taking place here, mm-hmm. but not here. And so he submitted a letter saying we store stuff
right.
in it. And then he also actually owns, this is where the full gypsy is, but he has also purchased this property. So if we're looking at really what the closest residential properties are that we're measuring the waivers from, he owns that one and nobody lives there, and he owns that one and it's not there, or let's see, and it's not there anymore. There are other residential properties down the street. But.
It also appears that you've done everything possible to make it a safe event. And you've done everything possible to cut down on the traffic as far as parking and everything else. So I don't have a problem at all.
Okay. All right. So I'll make a motion to approve this item. The other thing I wanted to bring up is they gave them only till 10 p.m. This is Las Vegas. We should be able to go to midnight. So I'm going to make a recommendation that we change the if approved live entertainment must end at midnight. And so I'll make a motion to approve subject to preliminary staff conditions with the change to 12 midnight for the end of live entertainment. All other items remain as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Especially with no residents in the room.
Okay, now item number four was held. General business are budget items.
Personnel to handle street sweeping and trash pickup, repair and repave all public rights of way within Patrick to Sunset and Eastern to Annie Oakley, repair and repave all public rights of way between Eastern and Topaz and from Russell to Hacienda, repair and repave all public rights of way between Pecos to Pearl from Russell to Callahan, repair and repave all public rights of way between Annie Oakley to Palm from Patrick to Russell, Old Mexico area. Repair and repave all public rights of way between Russell to Plaza de Vista from Palm to Mountain Vista. And then repair and repave all public rights of way between Palm to Mountain Vista from Tropicana to Sunflower. So that's what was the request that was made. The response that I got back was today. I'd asked for an update back on September 3rd. And so today, the response was Public Works recently purchased additional street sweepers due to the downtime when the sweepers were in for routine maintenance and repair. So additional street sweepers were purchased. Public Works has noted these requests for repaving. So that's really the only update we got.
Keep them in there.
Noted the request.
Because they're worse because of the increase of traffic.
Yeah.
Annie Oakley is a zoo, and there's no off-sites on it.
So we have a map that Public Works shared with us a couple of months ago that they've surveyed all the streets throughout the county, and the east side is definitely in worse repair than the west side. West side is just newer than the east side. And so it shows, it's color-coded on what streets are going to take place next. And I do recall those two streets in Old Mexico that was going to be repaved. But I'll share that map next time,
okay.
In 2 weeks from now. And so we can kind of see where Public Works is. And it's all graded. It's graded as A, B, C, D. It's all color-coded, so you can see what Public Works is looking at that they have to repave ASAP because it's failing. It's failing to grade. And so That is update from last year.
Can we get some information on what street lights are being replaced? The ones on Flamingo from Eastern all the way down to the freeway are so dim,
okay.
It doesn't put any light onto the street.
Flamingo from Eastern to 95?
To 95. I haven't gone on the other side. It could be just as bad on the other side.
Okay.
But I wondered if there's a program going on, because I see some are being converted to LEDs.
Yes. So I can check to see if we need to add, because it's items of budget, because we're not taking items to record today for budget item requests, but we can add this for now. And in the meantime, I can ask Public Works if there's a street light replacement project, and that's what he goes on.
I'd also like to know what their plan is for three subdivisions between Sand Hill and Pecos.
Is that on the list?
I don't know. No one seems to want to talk about it. Edison and Twain. They've been in the dark now for 5 months.
Okay, so could you give me those streetlights again?
Okay.
Those streets again?
It would be Sand Hill west to, they're parallel. So Sand Hill to Twain, Sand Hill to Pecos. Edison to Twain. I'd also like to know what the repaving schedule is from Sunset, Sand Hill, all the way to Desert Inn.
Sunset, and then
from
Sand Hill.
Down Sand Hill, all the way to Desert Inn.
If it makes sense.
Yes.
From Sunset
here. Sand Hill runs north and south.
Yes.
Okay.
So start at Sunset.
Is down here.
Oh, okay.
East
so
and west and Desert Inn.
Okay, so
there's a lot of trucking in that on that street from all the industrial that's down there.
Sunset to.
And I would also like to know if we purchased
that's,
all
that's
these.
That's a paving request.
That's
not
a paving request.
The one before was
street lights.
Okay.
I'd also like to know from them, since we've purchased all these additional street sweepers. And no one wants to talk about it, where they're at.
You want a schedule?
Yes.
Okay.
Particularly on Sand Hill and all of that area around Georgie Harris and what have you. And I'm still harping on the traffic light at Sand Hill and Twain. Or I'm sorry, Sand Hill. Yes, Sand Hill and Twain. As I said, when they didn't do anything, the traffic has increased. There have been multiple accidents now.
One second. I was just writing the last one. So schedule a street sweeping on Sand Hill near George E. Harris Elementary. And then street light, where? On Sand Hill?
Sand Hill and Twain.
Sand Hill.
Street lights? We're back on street lights? Okay.
Well, street lights or traffic light?
Traffic light is Sand Hill and Twain.
Okay.
No, that traffic for the Sand Hill and Twin traffic, wasn't that on the last
no,
year?
No, because you didn't ask for any traffic control lights last year. It may have been 2 years ago.
No, because they said there wasn't, they didn't have enough warrants to do it.
Okay, I just got confused because I'm trying to.
Street lights and traffic lights. So we didn't ask for any traffic lights last year. It was all last year. Okay, so the traffic light at Sand Hill and Twin.
Yeah, the reason I bring that up, you can tell them. If you would.
Yes.
They said there weren't enough warrants for it. Traffic has increased.
Okay.
There have been multiple accidents recently. Parts of those accidents are still on the street on people's property because they just pushed it off.
Not 2 years ago.
So we now live in the dark. Everybody tries to turn on their house lights.
Okay.
While the homeless wander through. Very interesting night.
So think about for the next couple of weeks, think about other items that you'd like for any department to consider as part of their budget request for 25-26. And then we'll add those to this list. I'll bring this list in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and then we'll also check out what the paving schedule looks like inside of town. I've got that map. So
send
me
that.
I know, but they give us a hard copy. I don't think we should get back with them after they left our meeting, though. So I'll see if I can't get a copy of it.
Because they've said they're going to repay it for the last 7 months.
So are we going to put this on the agenda to finalize for the September 24th meeting?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Yeah, I just want to make sure I'm clear.
So today it's really just a review of last year's requests and then start looking at new requests. And next year we'll
finalize.
Next,
in 2 weeks
we'll finalize.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay. That's the other one you should have memorized.
Yeah, comments by the general public. We're all done here. Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to this board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote. Have anything to say? Okay, I'll close it to the public. Our next meeting is September 24th, 2024. Can I get a
motion
to adjourn? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion adjourned. Thank you.